Welcome back. We are up to Perek Chaf Aleph, chapter 21 of Sefer Shoftim. So all the Jewish nation takes this vow and says that they will never allow their daughters to marry into the tribe of Binyamin. And they all cry out to Hashem that he has allowed one of the Shvatim, one of the tribes, to virtually be destroyed. And the Jewish nation at this point then tries to deal with the fact that there are a few from Binyamin that are left, and that they have no one for them to marry, because they have these competing values. On the one hand, they felt that this needed to happen, but on the other hand, they don't want to see one of the tribes to be utterly destroyed. And so what they do is they discover that the people of Yavesh Gilad were not part of this original vow to marry. And what happens is they actually wipe out the entire city because they did not join in that vow, it would seem. But they find 500 women from them who are able to marry into Binyamin. And so they give 400 of these women to the men who are left from Binyamin. And the remainder of Binyamin is basically given a peace treaty and says, you take these women to marry and rebuild. And while this is great, there are still a few hundred left who would need a wife, and so they are told to marry from the daughters of Shiloh. And ultimately, they go back to their own territories, and they settle in them, and they rebuild Binyamin, and that's how the book of Shoftim concludes, with this very tragic tale of Pelegesh Begiva, of the concubine in Giva, who is murdered terribly, and this horrible war, civil war, ensues. And the final line of the book of Shoftim is, of course, the theme of the whole book, Bayamim Haim, In Melech B'Yisrael Ish Hayashar B'Nav Yaseh. There was no king among the Jewish people, and everyone did what was right in their eyes. And this perfectly sets the stage for the first king of the Jewish people, who we will soon meet in the book of Shmuel. But with that, Hadran Alach Sefer Shoftim, Mazel Tov to everyone who has completed this book of Tanakh, and we move on to Sefer Shmuel next time. But for now, wish everyone a beautiful day.